Welcome back. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those online. Let's stand as our praise and worship together this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
As a friend.
Let's hear the crowd sing. The goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness.
You are faithful. You've been utterly good to us. Day in, day out, you protect us. You provide for us. You make a way for us where there's no way. When impossibilities face us, you say, all things are possible. Thank you, Lord, that this day we take flight on the wings of eagles. Storms are not able to stop us. The challenges of the enemy do not impede us. When it seems like disappointment faces us, you say to us, no, that's not the door I have for you. I have an appointment for you. Father, carry us speedily to that appointed place, so that this day we receive our portion. We honor you, Father. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name forever. Just join your voices unto the Lord. Let your voice of thanksgiving be expressed before the Father. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of my God. I will sing of the goodness of my God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. Are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord? Yeah. Amen. You may be seated. Worship team, thank you so very much. I want to take this time to thank everyone who engaged themselves to participate yesterday in the ministry that took place here with our young people. It was awesome. I was truly blessed watching these young ones minister to each other. To hear Mira's testimony, to hear the powerful preaching that came from the mouth of Eunice. Wow. I was sitting back there listening to Eunice preach. I'm saying, oh my God, the devil's in trouble. Hallelujah. It's powerful. The singing, the dancing, everything that took place was just powerful. I thank God for the teachers. They've been feeding them the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen, amen, amen. We celebrate our young ones. They're going to do amazing things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, This is Mission Sunday, which means that we are going to give our regular givings, but we are also going to give towards missions. I want you to know that everything God has called us to do, He's blessing in His goodness. I think it was July, sometime around July the 3rd, I think it was, we had a mass crusade. I didn't go to this nation, but we ministered the Word of God via Zoom from here. We don't have pictures yet. And the reason the report is coming so late is because there's been an attack on the church in Pakistan in so many fronts. Churches been burnt, believers been accused of things that they did not do, people been killed and maimed. And but where darkness is operating, there the light shines even more brightly. Amen. We got to minister to a community that had not had the gospel preached. I was told for 75 years. 75 years. But we saw 8,197 people saved. Hallelujah. That was the doing of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Over 4,000 plus people, I believe, or 3,000 plus people healed of various ailments and diseases. Yeah, yeah, 3,991. That's almost 4,000, 9 short. We should count it again. Hallelujah. God healing and delivering people from all kinds of diseases. It was a challenge. You know, the people that are collecting these testimonies, they're doing it at the risk of their lives. But they did. There was a lady with heart issues that received healing. Somebody with an eyesight issue received healing. Tumor. Somebody with a woman with a tumor received healing. Testimonies of people that had skin cancer that received their healing, tumors eradicated from somebody's neck. People with thyroid issues received healing, blood pressure issues received healing. That was a bad one, blood pressure issue, and the person could not walk from all of that, but was walking around. Somebody, a girl suffering from evil spirits, received healing. A woman who couldn't walk received her healing and started to walk. God did all kinds of miracles. Somebody with kidney issues received healing. Hallelujah. Well, God doesn't want to just do that there. He wants it done here. And had commissioned a few months back that every missions Sunday, which is the last Sunday of the month, is also a healing service in the evening. Amen? The Lord is the healer. Praise the Lord. How many of you know I didn't lay hands on them from here? My hands are not that long. But God healed them. He's not a God of partiality. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? And He wants you and I healed. There is not a situation that is too complex for God. Hallelujah? I've not seen it happen in my ministry yet. But I've seen people who have testified of people that were totally twisted, limbs twisted, and God healed them. And you could hear the bones, you know, and everything. And the person straightens out completely. I will see that soon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are no complications. When God heals you, there are no complications. Hallelujah. If God takes your kidney out and replaces it, you're not going to take any more medication. If God does blood transfusion for you, it is perfect. Someone said there are no impossibilities with my God. His goodness and His mercies are pursuing after me and overtaking me. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mama is going to come in just a moment and lead us in our time of prayer. And then we will get to the word of the Lord. Whatever that word is today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sunday last, we received a word from the Lord about His gifts and that He's going to do certain things for us. And then He said to us at the end of it, He said He's going to give us a sign. Do you remember that? The sign was going to be an earthquake. Things are going to shake. Glory be to God. And He said to us, watch the news. How many of you remember that? Well, it wasn't even 2 hours. There were earthquakes in California. There was an earthquake in a place called South Sandwich Island. And I asked the Lord, I said, Southern California? Some sandwich, I don't know whether it's bologna sandwich or what kind of sandwich island. Somewhere in Georgia or something, I don't know where the place is. Never heard of the place. And was exactly the same level of earthquake in both places. I asked the Lord, I said, what is this about South? And He said to me, He said, I'm just letting you know that what I said is a done deal. And that whatever it is that is holding back, what I have promised, must let it go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So He took me to the book of Isaiah 43 and verse 6. He says, I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, what? Keep not back. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. And basically God is saying to the south, don't keep anything that belongs to my people. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord saying that there is going to be household salvations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Household salvations. Homes, just everybody. Whoever is believing God for the salvation of their family, get ready.
Amen.
Get ready. The enemy is not going to stop anyone in our families from coming totally to the Lord. Total surrender. Hallelujah. Total surrender. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are going to see greater and greater results from the preaching of the gospel. Father, we give you praise. Rise with me while Mama comes. Hallelujah. Wow, the passage actually does say that, didn't it? 43 and verse 6. It says, bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Yes. God is on the move. Let's believe God for those brothers, cousins, relatives, that are in the most impossible situation right now. You think they will? This one is done. Drug. This is a drug head, and it is finished. There's no brains, no mind there anymore. God is about to surprise us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said God is about to surprise us.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I receive that word.
I receive that word.
Amen. All right. Sister Kike, Pastor said thanks already. You still want this done? Or you just wanted to say thank you? All right. I just read this quickly from Children's Ministry. They said the children department would like to express our sincere appreciation to our dear parents and everyone that supported our program yesterday. So if you gave, you came, you helped, you did any part, may God bless you and your family. We bless God. It was a success. Thank you for your gift and presence. God bless you all. Amen. Well, we thank God that the word of the Lord is in this place. You know, I was reflecting, thinking about Jacob. Jacob said, God was in this place and I did not know it. May people who never knew God is here, may they begin to find that God is here. The children are rising and they are growing. If you don't have a home church, this is a good place for you to bring your children, because every child in this house, they are a sign and a wonder. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray and give thanks for our children. Heavenly Father, we want to give you praise and we thank you for your mighty work that you are doing in all of our lives. We bless your holy name. Thank you for another opportunity to give you glory today. Thank you for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families all over the world, and those standing right here, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we lift everyone before you, Almighty God. Our teachers, our children, we say they are blessed of the Lord. They are heritage from you, Lord. They are our inheritance. And Lord, this inheritance is beautiful. We thank you for the fruit of the womb. We thank you for health. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding. Let your spirit guide and move them. Touch their lives. Continue to lift them from the place of darkness into your light. They are already in your light, but may they continue to shine and never derail. Anything that wants to derail their lives, remove it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the word of the Lord this morning, that we and our entire household shall be saved. This is your word, and that's what we declare. You sent your word, and you delivered them from all their troubles. The sent word is working. We receive your sent word this morning. We receive the sent. Jesus says, if you want to know how I did these things, believe in the sent. We receive the sent, and that's Jesus Christ himself, the living word, working in every aspect of our lives. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for wholeness. We thank you for success and victory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, God bless you. See you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. You're welcome in this house this morning. All your spirit, for the words you speak, their spirit and life. We receive you, Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right, turn your Bible to Jeremiah 10. 25 verses, so you have to catch up. Praise the Lord. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel, where you are grafted in, so the Lord is speaking to you right now. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Somebody shout hallelujah. That means if there are things that look scary coming down from the heavens, don't get dismayed. Praise the Lord. Well, during the week, this week, we had a storm. I've lived in this country now for almost 43 years. I've never seen one like that. But it was something special. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We had hail, we have trees flying everywhere, you know. But it is well, no damage, no destruction. You know, I had the little kids and just said, it is well. They're wondering what was that. Me too, I was wondering what was that, you know. I've seen hail, yeah, but not the whole place. But, you know, praise God. No vehicle, nothing broken. But we have some few houses that had trees fall on their house. But praise God, nobody was hurt. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, my flowers just got haircut, you know, so but some of them are still there, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and but it was nice to go out and see, you know. So when you read the Bible and say there was hailstorm, we saw so much, you know, the pack of ice everywhere. My neighbor's apple tree was just like a nice big round under the tree, you know. So, but we praise the Lord. The point is, any signs you see in the heavens, you say only the heathen are scared of that. We, the children of God, we say praise the Lord. Apostle didn't say that we're going to see some shaking, right? So last week, so, you know, they said the sign of a true prophet is when he says it is. You don't need to doubt if you live in this house. You have seen so many of the words of the Lord come to pass. So if you are still a doubter, may God deliver you. You need help, so you better cry to God, help me, Lord. You know, like Peter said, help my unbelief. Yeah, that's what you have to pray. It's a good prayer. Amen. So somebody say, I'm not dismayed. Verse 3, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutted a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. So it doesn't matter if they are idol worshippers, they can fashion anything that looks good and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's never going to hurt you. Say amen. Amen. Nothing man-made can ever hurt you. Nothing demon-made can ever hurt you. If you don't say amen, it will never hurt me. Nothing man-made can ever hurt me. Nothing demon-made can ever hurt me. I condemn their actions, their words, their imaginations, their activities, their handiworks, their imagery, their thoughts, anything they broadcast against me and my household, I condemn them. I bring them to nothing. You are of no effect. In the name of Jesus. Well, the word of God said this is your heritage. So learn to say that. Say amen. Say amen. I receive God's thoughts. I receive his thoughts towards me. His thoughts are not evil. They are good. They are blessings. They are mercy. They are wonders. They are great. Say amen. Amen. Verse 6, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Say a big amen. Amen. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? Now, who's the King of nations? I thought it was your prime minister or your president. Who's the King of nations? So you better pray for your leaders, so that the King of nations is what's sitting in their mind. Say amen. If you don't pray for them, there will be another person sitting on them. So may the Lord be the one that rule in our nations, so we all will benefit. Say amen. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people, you can fill in the blank. All right, verse 7. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of all the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. Hallelujah. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workman and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. So you can have the finest of the finest things in your home. That's not what is going to help you. They are made of cunning men. May you let God fashion your life and your family life. Say, Lord, fashion my life and my family. In Jesus' name, say amen. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. So, doesn't matter whether there's threat from North Korea, from anywhere, from Russia, anywhere, it does not matter. When the Lord decides to deal with the nations, the Bible says they will tremble. So they are not in charge. They are not in control. God is. That's why God tells you, do not fear any signs you see. You just speak the word of the Lord. My God, is the King of all nations. Say amen. Amen. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. So we know what's going to happen to them. They will perish, but the Lord reign. He had made the earth by his power. He had established the world by his wisdom and had stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttered his voice, there was a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it says wind, go, he just takes it from the treasure like that and say go, and then the wind starts walking. That same God is the one taking care of you and your family. He can just send something, say, from his treasure today. Here's blessings. Go. I receive. God has treasures. I receive from his treasure chest. I know all he's giving today. I receive it. Say his mercies are new every morning. So there is a package for today. I receive for me and my household. Say amen. Say amen. You're already praying. Pray like a champion. Say amen. Say amen. When David had to defeat Goliath, he did not just defeat him with the stone. He had to speak. So do both. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So always learn to speak. Hallelujah. When you speak, the Lord will hit the target by himself. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will direct your word and hit target specifically. May everything that needs to be hit, be heated. Precision. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. How true that is. You have seen so many successful people in our world that did it the graven image way, the way of the enemy, the way of the devil. What is their end? Nothing. May your end be good. In the name of Jesus. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Somebody say, this is not for me. When God visit me, you see, you couldn't say that. When God visit me, it shall be good. When the Lord visited Mary, was it not good? So this is not for you. You are not in the way of the heathen, neither in the way of the error people who worship devils. Don't run after things. If you are a things pursuer, then your visitation is going to perish. Something is going to perish. It's never good. Not only their things perish, their whole health, their whole body, everything goes with it. May you not walk in vain. May the Lord visit you with good news. Say amen. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Say a big amen. Yes, our portion is different. Verse 17, gather up, I'll just finish reading it so I can round up. Gather up thy words out of the land, O inhabitant of the forest, of the fortress. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and I will distress them that they may find it so. Say big amen. Amen. May the Lord distress your enemies. Amen. Distress them. Amen. Those you know and those you don't know. Sometimes your enemies might just be right by your side and you are not even aware of it. May the Lord distress all of them. Amen. From wherever fortress they are hiding. 19, woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous, but I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Those who are teaching people and derailing them from the kingdom of God, this is their portion. So there are a lot of false preachers, pastors, apostles, bishops, anybody. There are plenty of them, especially today with the social media, there are plenty. So the Lord says he's going to scatter them. He's going to deal with them because they are messing around his children. May the Lord free you and your family. Say a big amen. Amen. Verse 22, behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah desolate and a den of dragons. So they are misleading people to destroy God's children, but it will never happen. Those who have led your children, your grandchildren, your siblings, your brothers, your sisters into the den of dragon, the Lord will rescue all of them and remove them just like he rescued Daniel. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh to direct his steps. So you cannot direct your own step. Let the Lord direct. Say, Lord, direct my step. Yes, say it's not in you. You can't do it. May the Lord direct my step and every member of my family and every one of us that hear the sound of my voice. Say, Lord, direct my steps. And he has to direct the steps of the people who are your helper to come to you. In Jesus' name. For your business, for your ministry, for your family, for the people your children will marry and all of that. The Lord is the director. Say, Lord, direct my steps and the steps of those you need in my life. Amen. Yes, the one the Lord needs, not the one that are demonized. So qualify your statement. Verse 24, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. May God never be angry with you and me. He said, when the Lord is angry with us, you come to nothing. But he needs to correct us. May he correct us, but not with anger in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His anger is far away from us. As far as the east is from the west, so he has what? Removed what? From us. Hallelujah. 25. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that they know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. May your family call upon the name of the Lord. Somebody say, I call upon the name of the Lord. His name is Jah. His name is Jesus. I call. So because you have called, your family is protected. For they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him and consumed him and have made his habitation desolate. These are part of the desolation of the land, but they are restored back. Israel is restored. Say amen. Let us rise. These are prophetic work by Jeremiah, who knew who knew all the Holocaust and all those things were coming. They came in this 70 or 80 years ago, but the word was spoken thousands of years before. The word of the Lord must surely come to pass. It's coming to pass right now in my life. The word is going to come soon to us again this morning. It shall surely come to pass. Father, we receive your holy word. Let your word do all the wonderful things it needs to do in our lives. We are so glad we are saved, born by your spirit, delivered from all evil, from all iniquities, and from every attack of the enemy. We live in a different system. We are children of the Most High God who live in the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you for our safety. And we thank you for your name that you have given to us. For your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. We and our household, we remain in your strong tower. And we thank you that every fortress where the enemies are hiding, you fish them out and deal with all of them. Amen. We thank you for keeping us safe. Those who have come to trouble us, trouble our children, trouble our families, our spouses, to bring pain and sorrow into our lives, may the Lord deal with all of them today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Those who call upon your name, save them. But when they refuse, deal with them according to your measure. Father, we receive your mercy and we receive your goodness that has come for us. Bless our lives and make us a blessing. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace, peace. We thank you for saving Israel. For all your word says, all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hands. And Lord, we've been grafted in by the blessing of Abraham. Jesus, you died for this. We receive it. We receive your goodness. Let the nations be blessed. From Abraham shall all nations shall be blessed. We bless the nations now. Nations of Israel, Canada, United States of America, and all Nigeria and all the islands of the seas, and all the nations of the earth, where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. If you hear the sound of my voice now, call the name of the Lord so that your nation is saved. Jesus, you are Lord over my life and my family and over our ministry and over our nation. Let the word of the Lord come to us today with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness. Thank you for the mighty works you are doing, the testimonies. You're sending your word. Your word says you sent your word. That sent word, we are seeing it working in Pakistan, working in many nations, working in our homes, healing people, setting them free, and bringing salvation to them. And Lord, those in this house this morning that are sick, be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Every stronghold of the enemy that has fastened his teeth towards your flesh to eat up your flesh, we cut off that mouth and that teeth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be free from every ailment, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Eliminate, eliminate. Somebody say, eliminate, eliminate.
Eliminate,
eliminate. Eliminate. The Lord is going to eliminate every rubbish from your system.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bless the servant of the Lord as he comes and bless the work of this ministry. Thank you for total provision in every area, in our personal and corporate life and ministry. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Somebody say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. God, the God we serve, is always saying something. But sometimes we don't hear it. We don't hear it because One, we're not tuned in. There's all kinds of broadcasts going on right now. But because I don't have the necessary equipment this very moment to turn on CBC, I don't hear CBC. But CBC is here. NBC is here. CNN is here. But I don't hear anything, I don't see anything. So because I don't hear does not make it not exist. Because you didn't see it does not mean it is not there. But it is not just only because I don't have the equipment. Sometimes I might have the equipment, but my equipment is not on. And when you've got the equipment that can receive the signal, but you've not turned it on, you don't hear, you don't see. Interesting. Then there are times when you have the equipment and your equipment is on, but you're not dialed in to the right channel. And therefore you get whatever channel you turned on to, but not the one that you really should be listening to. So you've got the equipment. It is on. You're using it. And you still didn't get. Why? Because ultimately, it is not just having the right equipment. It is knowing what to do with the equipment and knowing where to align that equipment so that you can get what you need to get. And too many times, we are frustrated. We take that television, that radio, that computer, and we chuck it. This thing doesn't work. Grab the TV, bang, doesn't work. Is it true that it's not working? Or you didn't know how to use it? I have an iPad here that can do a lot of stuff. But I venture to say that I don't think I've used 5% of the capacity of this equipment. In the hands of one who is knowledgeable, who understands, this thing can do so much good and at the same time do so much damage. It is not the equipment. It's the user. Interesting. Is it possible that it is not God, but it's you? That God, been worked with by some little kid, will see remarkable miracles. And they just learned how to pray 10 minutes ago. And I, the bishop, who've been carrying the Bible for 40-something years, prayed lots of prayers, don't get the same results. So, well, God just favored him. No, sometimes it's not just God favored him. It's about whether this person, this little kid, positioned themselves where it's supposed to be and said what they are meant to say, and they got the results that you were looking for because you did not know what to say or how to deal with God. Is that enough yet? So the word of God says, the people that know their God. It is ones that know their God, not the ones that know God. You can know God and not do exploits. You got to know, just like I have an iPad, I have an iPad. And somebody else says, oh, that's nice. And his iPad is flying jet planes and sending out missiles. And all mine does. Oh, glory to God. Let's read the scripture. But he knows that equipment. I know about the iPad, but he knows his iPad. My quest, your quest, is not to know about God. I know about the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but I do not know Justin Trudeau. The challenge is not about knowing about God, knowing about Christianity, knowing about the things of faith. There are so many people, professors in universities, professors in Bible school, that do not know God. They know about God. They can teach you about God. They can tell you what chapter and what verse, but do not know the practicality of what it is they are reading. I can hand you a concordance, hand you all kinds of tools that will help you study the Word of God. But that still doesn't make you effective. You know about it, but you don't know it. Two weeks ago, possibly, I was sharing with us from 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6, where it says, if you sow sparingly, you shall reap also sparingly, but if you sow bountifully, you shall reap also bountifully. Well, because I know I was able to go further and tell you that bountifully does not just mean abundance, it means that which speaks. So now I can bring that eulogia and say, you remember that thing that we do when we have funerals? You say, who's giving the eulogy? Yeah? Us? Now, You don't know just know about. You know what it means. My offering has to speak. But if you know that it's supposed to speak and you don't do it, you know about it, you don't know it. Because knowing it brings faith and works together. I will know your faith by your actions. So the Lord Jesus Christ says, not everyone says, Lord, Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ said, your mother and your brothers, they're out there waiting for you. He says, let me tell you who my brother and my sister and my everybody is. The ones that are doing what I say. Birth and mother. That means nothing. You doing what I say? Now that means something. My obedience. My obedience. My obedience. The word of God says is better than sacrifice. So we've been talking about sacrifice, 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 give, 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 sacrifice, sacrifice. Let your sacrifice speak. And God says, tell you what, it's not about the amount. It's about the obedience. I want $5 from you. Here it is, Lord. I want $1,000 from you. Where am I going to get $1,000 from? I have to obey this instruction. I do everything. Here it is, Lord. Here it is. And God says, that's what I want. That's what I want. Your obedience. I will start you from somewhere, but ultimately what I want is for you to be able to hear me, listen to me, and do what I ask you to do. That's what I want. Because when I can get you to that place where you just simply obey me, I will turn your ordinary to an extraordinary. So the first miracle the Lord Jesus Christ performed, the mother says to the servants, whatever he says for you to do, do it. And that's how the first miracle happened. The miracles in your life is founded in you just obeying the instruction. God gives you an instruction. It doesn't matter how impossible it looks like. Recognize this. That instruction is not founded in your capacity and your ability, but based on the instruction that God gave. Now, that might be too much for you to grasp right away. When God asks you for something, he's giving you whatever it is. By speaking it and saying, this, oh, Lord God Almighty, I want to run around this place. Help me. When God says, give me that, he saw it. He has seen it. And he sees that you have it. But you are saying, I don't have it. You have it. When I said, give me that, I created that so that you can give me that, which I created when I said that. It is there because God asked for it. The Lord who commanded light to come out of darkness saw the light in the darkness. Something that should not be, light should not be captured by darkness. But God saw it inside and he called it out. God sees men and women in bondage and he calls them out. He says he brings those that are chained out. God is calling you and I today from whatever mess we see ourselves in. And he's saying, I see life. I see life. But we keep on saying, I don't see life. I see death. I see defeat. And God says, no. See what I see. Say what I say. In Mark 11, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is hungry. And he's approaching a fig tree. And as he approached that fig tree, he was expecting to get that which will satisfy his need. He was hungry. The Bible says when he came to where the tree was, he found nothing but leaves. He found nothing but leaves. Why? For the time of figs was not yet. It's very explicit. Because it was not time for figs to be there. It's not the season. Do you think for a moment that the creator of the ends of the earth, the one who created all things and gave seasons to all things, the one who at this time in his life is in his 30s, doesn't know that it's not fig time? Forget about the fact that he's God. He's 30-something. He doesn't know? Of course he knew. But what he knew in the natural was not going to define what he knew in the realm of the spirit. Don't lose that point. What he knew in the natural was not going to define and determine what he knew in the spirit. What did he know? He knew that that tree, that tree, that fig tree, whose season was not yet to produce figs, if it only did one thing, obey his desire, will produce figs out of season and in season. Oh, Jesus is Lord. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what the economy was saying. It did not matter what the settings were. God wanted something and he saw it in them. He came and found nothing. but leaves. The answer for that? The time of figs was not yet. Why should we blame the fig tree? But watch the next statement. It says, Jesus answered and said unto it. Jesus answered. Answered what? Answered the fig tree. So the fig tree was saying something. The fig tree was saying something. Now that gets me. Let's go back to eulogia, saying something. Everything that happens with your giving is saying something. Eulogia is supposed to say good things. Yeah? Not bad things. But every act of obedience, which is better than sacrifice, say something. And this fig tree mounted off to the Lord and told the Lord that it is impossible, don't you understand? It is impossible for me to give you what you want because it's not my season. I can't give you that. I'm not old enough. I can't give you that. I'm not educated enough. I can't give you that. I don't have the right job. I can't give you that. I don't know anybody. I can't give you that. And you fill in the blanks. I can't. And I have a good reason. But when God is asking you for something, there are no reasons. God, I can't give you that. I've got to save for my children. I can't give you that. I have to buy this car. I can't give you that. I need new clothes. I need new shoes. I can't give you that. I have to pay this bill. I can't give you this. I can't give you that. And you have a wonderful reason for it. Praise the Lord for all our reasons. But good as your reason might be, it's not good when God is speaking to you. God wasn't speaking to a mango tree. He was speaking to this fig tree. Well, God, if you speak to somebody else, then maybe I will. No, you have no conviction if you have to wait for somebody else first to act before you act. Let me put it this way. If I ask these three over here, raise your hand if you believe that Jesus is Lord. Look, they all raise it at the same time. But watch. Don't raise your hand. Look at them first. And then raise your hand. If you believe that Jesus is Lord, raise your hand. If she does that, does she really believe? If you're waiting for somebody else to act first before you do what God is asking you to do, you really did not believe and you do not have conviction. You have conviction, you have assurance, and you have confidence because you're not defined by whatever anybody else is doing, but by what you know to be truth. My faith and my confidence must not be defined by you. Oh, Pastor, you preach real good, and then I feel good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody loved my preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. My preaching and effectiveness of my preaching must not even be defined by how many people God saved. Oh, I must have done a bad job today because nobody got saved. Oh, so you've defined your existence based on the results that other people assigned to you. You see, it is good to define success by results. There's nothing wrong about that. But if you are defining your success by just your results, you are defining yourself not based on what God says about you and the integrity of you knowing that you gave your all in agreement with God, but right now you're doing it based on whatever it is they said, and now you're defining your sense of existence by them, not by Him. And you knowing that you know, that you know, that you gave your all to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because people may celebrate you and God says, nah. I need to know God and I need to know me. Not with the eyes of men, but with the eyes of God. If you are the Messiah, save yourself and save us. And Jesus said, okay. If I'm the Messiah, okay, I save you, I save you, I save you. Huh? It comes off the cross, and our goose is cooked. Because there'll be no sacrifice anymore. And there's no obedience anymore. He just did what man said. But there was a thief on that cross who said, hey, stop messing around with him. He's done nothing wrong. When you get into your kingdom, don't forget me, please. I'm on your side. And a thief on a cross gets off, not based on if you are, but based on, I know you are. Ah. Do you know? Because until you know, somebody's going to convince you of whatever they believe in. You don't know. Listen. My papa used to say, there was no day of miracles, just a God of miracles. So every day becomes a day of miracles because it's not tied down to any particular day. It is connected to a God of miracles. Hallelujah. Okay.
Let's go a little bit further than that. He's a God of miracles that does not believe in miracles. You say, what? What do you mean God is a God of miracles and does not believe in miracles? Because there's nothing miraculous to God. It's just normal to God. To the natural man, it is a miracle. It's a miracle. Oh, it's a miracle. But when you are in a God zone, what are you talking? That's supposed to be. If I go to my tap and I turn the tap open and water comes out, I don't start dancing. Oh, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Water came out. Oh, water came. No, I know water is supposed to come out of there. If water doesn't come out of there, Mama might just ask me, did you pay the bill? Why is there no water coming out of there? It is normal for water to come out of there. When we turn it open, water comes out. When I turn the switch, power should come on. So if I come and I turn on the switch and there's no power, and say, did we pay the bill? But if I've paid the bill, I say, something's wrong with the power station. Not me. Because I paid my bill. And if somebody's depriving me of my electricity when I've paid the bill, oh, suki suki, somebody's in trouble now. No, we're not having this. I paid my bill. My power should be on. Was there a storm? Did a transformer blow? Whatever. You know the problem is somewhere else, not with you, because you know that you've done what you got to do. When God says, I need figs, and you say, it's not my season. You're saying, who gave you the limitation of season, no season, whatever? I'm trying to change your life and you're telling me it's not your season? I cannot for this reason and for that reason. So the Lord Jesus Christ said, okay, since you said and you're arguing that it's not your season to produce figs and you cannot do it, since you're telling me you cannot, you shall remain in the world of cannot. But the amazing thing about cannot, I don't want anything existing that cannot do the can. So that ground that you are occupying, you cannot occupy that ground anymore. That's it. Anyone who is not obeying God is replaceable. If you withhold what you need to release to God, He'll replace you. You will be replaced. And so that fig tree rotted right through to its roots. When Jesus answered it and said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. The Bible says, and his disciples heard it. You know what amazes me about that particular passage? It didn't say the fig tree heard it. It said his disciples heard it. Say, Pastor, what's the point? When God speaks, there's no assumption about whether you heard it. You hear it. His disciples heard it. It's a statement that says those that were following him heard what he said to that fig tree. Those that are his disciples heard it. He said something. So when they come back the next day, Peter points the fig tree that you curse is dead. But watch this. Right after that statement, the word of God says, and they come to Jerusalem. And they what? Come to Jerusalem. Is that good English? Should be came, right? Okay. But why is it using a word like present tense? In a present tense, in relationship to this fact. Because the idea is, I want you to know that I'm always coming. He says he went into the temple. And what did he do there? He began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and will not suffer or allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Why? Because he said, you know what? Like that fig tree that did not produce what I wanted, you are not producing what I want. Were they being productive? They were busy selling stuff. But is that what he wanted? No. There are so many things that we do that are OP. You know what OP is? Out of point. Maybe we should put it OOP. Yeah. Many times we're doing all kinds of things, like the tree had lots of leaves. Jesus was not becoming vegetarian that day. He was not going to boil some fig leaves. He was not sick and needed fig leaves to put in his wound. He was hungry. The other day, my grandson says, scratch my back. I say, you're itching? I said, where? He has, his back is all over there. I could start scratching over there. I asked, where exactly? He said, just about there. So I scratched the right spot. I said, did I scratch the right spot? He said, yeah, you got it. What does God want done? Don't wait for me to tell you. Because if we are listening to God, we act by the direction of God. And that's when we say, wow, I didn't tell anybody this, but look what God just did. Amen. A few years ago, I had a need. It was about $20,000, I believe. I needed it like now. Mama and I were heading home. We must have had one of these special meetings because normally she's not here in the evening, and this was the evening, so. And we're talking, How are we going to have this need met? Got home. We got a late call, late at night, around 10, maybe going towards 11, from one of our spiritual sons and daughters. And we just stuck it. And he said, wanted to do something, send you something later, but the Lord says to send it now. I said, well, praise the Lord. This sent exactly how much we needed. Are you hearing me? Exactly what we needed was sent. We didn't say anything to any man or woman, but hearing from God, they did what God instructed. Are you listening? So don't, that's why the word of God says, don't give out of necessity. Don't wait till somebody comes and tells you anything. In fact, when Jesus was told by the mother, they have a need, they've run out of wine, he said, what business of mine is that? What are you talking about? What business? No, I don't function based on necessity. I function based on direction. So the mother, recognizing that he does not function and will not function out of necessity, says, whatever he says for you to do, do it. Are you on the same page with me? That is a place to live, the place of hearing God and chatting with God. Because that's where it all started. God visiting man and chatting with him on a daily basis. God speaking to me, relating with me. And God said to Adam, what is the name of that? And Adam said, I don't know. Is that what happened? No, Adam says, that's an elephant. And God said, yeah, got it, that's an elephant. I asked you, you gave me an answer. If you gave a little child a doll, and you say, what's the name of your doll? The child is not going to say, a doll. No. The child may say, Chi-Chi, and get from that day, that doll's name is Chi-Chi. Where's my Chi-Chi? Where's my Chi-Chi? You know. What are you calling it? There's a challenge. And you say, this is my victory. Huh? Guess what? You are going to overcome. I had a need. When I say a need, whether it's church need, personal need, it doesn't matter. It's whatever it is, it's a need. I didn't know what to do with it. Still don't know what to do with it. I said, Lord, what do I do? He says, send a check for this amount. So I send a check for that amount. I said, but Lord, this amount is not even, it's not even scratching a little bit of this problem. He said, call it a seed. Oh. I said, a seed? Yeah. And I remembered, he said he will multiply my seed sown. So I said, so that bill, you paid. Hallelujah. I don't know how it's going to get resolved, but I know it is paid. God is going to cause my 5 loaves and 2 fishes to solve that problem. Yes. And what I'm saying to us today is this: don't get overwhelmed by circumstances. Remember who your God is. He's faithful till the end. He went into that temple and cleaned everybody out and said, my house is supposed to be a house of prayer. My house shall be called of all nations, of all ethnic groups, the house of prayer. He says, but you've made it a den of thieves. You're stripping each other and kicks everybody out. And then, I believe it's in Matthew or John, he invites the lame, the cripple, the blind, the deaf, everybody that had any kind of sickness, and he healed all of them. Amen. Hallelujah. He healed every one of them. Every one of them healed. And I believe that the Lord God Almighty will do the same for us today and every day. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is good? Hallelujah. Well, rise with me. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you in all of our ways and believe that you will direct our path. You steer us away from evil and bring us to the expected end of your good thoughts concerning us. Children of Israel were caught between the soldiers and the army of Egypt and the Red Sea before them. You moved yourself and separated the Israelites from the Egyptians. But you asked Moses to stretch his hand, his rod, your rod, over that Red Sea. While darkness plagued everyone, in the midst of that dark night, your wind blew. The children heard the wind blowing. When they woke up in the morning, the Red Sea was still there, but parted. And in the midst of that watery valley, there was dry land. But when they looked to the left and they looked to the right, they saw pillars of water. You did not remove the water. You did not remove the Red Sea. You created a pathway. Father, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, that your grace sufficient is resolving issues for every son and every daughter right now. Yes, they may see the Red Sea to the left and to the right. And as they look farther in the distance, they can see that the wall of water continues. But taking one step at a time, every step was on a dry turf. Father, bring every son and daughter right through, because those walls of water are not meant to drown them, but it will drown every enemy, so that your word is final. The enemies that you see this day, you shall see no more. Father, cross us over, and may we see the manifestation of the drowning of every enemy, the enemy of sickness and disease, the enemy, O God, of lack, shame, and confusion. Lord, O God, every enemy, everything that stands in contradiction to your will and your word for us, this day may they be drowned in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand on the other side with our tambourines, celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name forever. Blessed be your holy name forever. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. If you've already given your tithe, this is a time for you to give a special offering for missions. Thank you. Yes, in Jesus' name. May God do for you great and greater things. May the Lord show himself strong in your life. May God cause every one of us to align ourselves with his truth. As a people that know their God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May the words that come forth out of our mouths, based on that which is in the abundance of our heart, be founded only on the truth of God. So I declare this day that God will flush out from our spirit everything that is contrary to his will, every negativity eradicated, so that the goodness of his word floods us, and every moment of our lives, no matter which way we are squeezed, what comes forth out of us is the goodness of God, the word of the Lord, a prophetic declaration that must come to pass according to his will, according to his word, according to his love. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This October, we will be in person in a particular nation speaking the word of the Lord. We do need resources towards that. First time I went there in person, raised lots of funds for Bibles and also for buses, because that's how the crusade ground is populated. And as many buses as we can bring, and everyone will be filled, we need to do so. Each bus is $100. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's invest in souls. Praise God. When we did the last one in person, there were 27,000 plus people, I believe, that got saved. The first Zoom meeting that we did, I think there was about 14,000 that got saved. This last Zoom was 8,000. We've been ministering in this particular country, and the Lord has focused us on this particular country. It's been a troubled country for some time now, and it's going through some serious upheavals right now. But that's where God has sent us. And we've been there for about 3 years now. All through the COVID years, we were there every month, once or twice. And each time, hundreds of people are getting saved and healed. So there's a great harvest in this particular nation that is assigned to every one of us here. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's participate together. Let's see these nations taken one after the other. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's all I'm going to say about that. Mama, please come. I want to thank God for everyone that has been faithful in their support. Honored God with your tithe. Honored God with your offerings. May God bless you exceedingly. Because Mama and I understand something. When you give, we cannot take that casually. You're giving your life. You worked hard. Or let me put it this way, you worked blessed. And you released that offering. That must not be taken lightly at all. And I thank God for everyone, from the youngest to the oldest. God bless you beyond measure. Let us share in communion together. This is the body of the Lord. The Lord gave a command. He says, whenever you come together and you take of this body and you drink of this cup, do it in remembrance of me. And you've heard me say many times before that remembrance there and at all times is not just a function of memory. It's a function of putting together. Because when you remember anything, you're putting together members. When you remember because of all that happened in the moment through all of your senses, your five senses, smell, touch, sight, all of it. If any part of that, those senses is missing, you forget. But when all of the senses of everything that happened in a moment happened, you remember. God wants us to remember him. You bring in your fullness of who he has given to you, every one of us. And the Lord is saying at the table of communion, when you come together. Because I've given every one of you a piece of me. And when you come together, I am put back together. Amen. This is our commitment, that we are one in Christ. Amen? Amen? Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Blood. blood of Jesus that is shed for us has never lost its power. May the cup of blessing, cup of his blood, never lose its power in your life.
Amen.
In your family's life.
Amen.
May the blood speak better things.
Yes, Lord.
For you and for me. May it speak better things for your life, your health, your finance, your marriage, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, your health, your relationship.
In Jesus' name.
For anything that you are looking for, it's speaking better things now.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive.
I receive.
All the better things.
All the better things.
That the blood of Jesus.
That the blood of Jesus.
Is speaking for me.
Speaking for
and my household.
And my household.
If you believe so, say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise God. The Lord bless you in your going out and in your coming in. And may his peace garrison your heart.
Amen.
And see you prosper.
Amen.
All of your days.
Amen.
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 Just give us a quick moment to just say hello to some of the saints that are online.